Now you will hear the third segment.
You've probably listened to a recording of music recently, maybe on a CD, or even on your personal computer. But before these kinds of digital media were commonly used, audio recording was done on cassette tapes and vinyl records. And now, material recorded in these pre-digital formats is in danger of disappearing forever. However, a recent collaboration between particle physicists and music archivists at the Library of Congress may change that. We go now to our correspondent, Mary Brown, who is talking with Dr. Peter Rasmussen.
One day, Dr. Rasmussen, a particle physicist, heard a news story on the radio about preserving valuable old audio recordings, both music and spoken word recordings, from over 100 years ago. Originally, vinyl was thought to be a reliable, long-lasting material for capturing sound, but it turns out that the material deteriorates due to age. In addition, to play the old vinyl records, a needle must move along the tiny grooves in the record to produce the sound. Each time an old recording is played, the needle damages it even more. So, Dr. Rasmussen, how can your work as a particle physicist help solve this problem?
Well, it occurred to me that if we could use a computer to digitally map the grooves in the vinyl records, we could preserve the sound material indefinitely. In my work as a physicist, I use optical scanners. I thought that by using an optical scanner, we could create a two-dimensional digital map or image of the tiny grooves in the vinyl record. Then, using computer software, we can convert this image into a digital sound file. So we tried this on an old recording from 100 years ago and found it not only preserved the audio material, but allowed us to clean it up as well. Once it was in digital format, we could get rid of unwanted background noises in the recording. It sounded even better than the original recording.
This discovery will be of enormous benefit to the Library of Congress archivists. They have over 2 million recordings of music and spoken word, like presidential speeches and debates that need to be preserved. While the new technology has great potential, it's still a very slow process, isn't it?
Yes, it is. In our initial attempt to preserve a recording, we found it took about an hour to scan in just 1 second of sound. So obviously, we need to work on speeding up the process. What we hope to develop is something like a copy machine for old recordings. Once the digital maps are made, they can be kept forever. This is a particularly exciting thought for archivists and researchers around the world.
That's great. Audio material, both music and spoken word, provides valuable insight into the cultural heritage of a country. I'm sure that music historians are also excited to see the potential for this new technology to recover damaged or worn out records.
Number 46. According to the speakers, what is a problem with vinyl records?